Welcome to the Mindset Makeover. During this unique show, hosts Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter accompany you on a journey of mindful thinking, true feeling, and clearing mind chatter, all to align you with deep answers and multiple possibilities that help you move forward and live in the now. You become present, clear, and unstuck, and able to live fully led by your heart. Michelle and Lisa invite you to listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. Open up to what's possible and experience a shift.
Hello, and welcome to the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible, the show that shifts. I'm Lisa Berry.
And I'm Michelle Carter.
Hello.
Hello, Michelle.
How are you, birthday girl? Everybody, oh, it was Lisa's birthday yesterday.
Woo-hoo!
Happy birthday, Lisa.
I really do. I love birthdays, but this was the best birthday ever because I really actually didn't focus on the birthday itself ever. I was just kind of going, wow, how cool is it that I'm alive? Yes.
Well, that's pretty awesome. I'm hoping you had a great birthday.
It is. And you know what? I think that's why today's show is actually, first of all, let's acknowledge that it was not just my birthday, but it was a full moon last night.
Oh.
It was the full moon that they've called the Hunter. Of course, that bothered me, and I had to make my own Lisa-isms around it and went, it's the Hunter of Opportunity. That's what.
Yeah, that's good.
Seize the opportunity, and I think I really, really love that it happened, like full moon, that closing energy, the completion energy, and then not quite starting in the new yet because now we have to have that waning time, like that, you know, the not dwindling away, but like the denouement of the full moon. So, but now, everybody, we got to share that Michelle is still away on the road traveling the world.
Well, traveling North America right now, but that's part of the world.
It is. And we're still, and you know what, because you've just recently had the last few months of quite a few little, whether they're short journeys or long journeys, you've been actually traveling, as people would actually recognize the term traveling. My word of traveling is going away 2 hours because that is traveling for me. But, and that's what we want to share with everybody today, how we can recognize that. What traveling in any capacity, how that can shift one's perspective.
Mm-hmm. It really can. I love this topic.
I know. A perspective itself, actually, because, of course, I love that word. Had to look it up, get a proper definition for it. And the one I really, really, really love the most, because I would have my own definition, of course, as everybody, a particular attitude towards something, like a point of view. But I love that, a particular attitude. That's, you know, you and
oh,
I were
so
talking
that's the actual definition of perspective. That's great.
Yes, well, one of them.
A particular attitude.
An attitude. And you and I talk completely about the mindset, which is an attitude, or, you know, your mood or something. But it's very visual. They really make a reference to a point of view or a visual impact. And I love those things because really that's what you're doing and we're all doing when we travel. You have got to see, absorb, experience so many different sites that it's not your norm. It really makes your, not just your mind, have to adjust and take in and assess what your body, how your body's going to respond, but your soul gets to change. Like it gets to say, ooh, what does this mean to me? You know?
Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, there's good and perceivingly bad things that happen in a trip. And that's what's great about it. Like you get out of your comfort zone, you get out of your routine, you have to be flexible. And we talk a lot about flexibility, because if you're too rigid with your plans, that's a sure way for things to go awry, especially when traveling, because you have to be flexible. You have to be flexible with the people you're with. You have to be flexible of maybe the weather. You want to go see something and that day the weather's not working out for you.
Aww.
I think it's really good to remember all that, because we make all the, you know, we always think everything, you make these great plan, and sometimes things don't happen like that plan. Like actually, I'm sure, I don't know if I've told the story before, but when Ben and I got married, our wedding party, it was all supposed to be outside, and it was this beautiful place, super decorated, and there was a torrential downpour. Not a misting. Like, it was like you're in the shower, like you were in a crazy shower. But the best part was it forced 60 people to be in this tiny, 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 tiny little restaurant, and it was the greatest party ever. But had I been all upset about it, it could have been an awful night because, I mean, I was soaking wet, everybody, but it didn't matter. It was just like an awesome time. And I think travel, and when you're flexible with that, can do that too, depending, again, on your perspective. And then also when you've had a great trip, then you get excited to come home too. You're like, oh yeah, I can't wait to see the cats and do this. Like, it just shifts you out of your norm, because I know everybody who listens has cats.
I know, of course they do.
Of course they do.
Based on your perspective, and as from our new definition here that we're going to filter through, is your attitude. So your attitude, depending on your attitude, your perspective, whether that rain, some people absolutely love it, which is funny because I'm such a cat that I was like, oh my gosh, no, not the rain. But some people really would welcome it. And so it's funny how those 60 people will each have a different perspective and have planned differently or prepared differently or accepted the terms of what's happened differently. And I think the further we go out of our comfort zone, which you had mentioned earlier, because when we travel, it's not your regular routine. It's not your norm. You really are taking in, like, every step is different. You might have a rental car, and now that drives differently, and you know your ticker, your little signal thing, it might be longer or shorter. I always notice that, by the way. That's why I'm mentioning it. Oh my goodness, I have the funniest story. I was just away, and the toilet flusher handle was shorter than any other toilet flusher handle I've ever experienced. And I kept, like, not flushing it properly because I was just so annoyed. And then I was like, okay, Lisa, change your perspective or really learn to move your hand in closer because you were clearly going to be a lot more and you have to flush. But all these really funny things at first, because my attitude was poor at first. I was like, what's wrong with this toilet? Mm-hmm. And then I realized, of course, you know, it's not my regular toilet. Got to move the hand over.
But I think that's that's not the story.
No, I mean, that was not a planned story. That was a surprise.
Well, that's what I do all the time. Nothing's a planned story. But I think that's the best thing, is that when you go places, you kind of have to be able to go with the flow. Like last week, because for some reason in the last 3 weeks, I've been in a different place every single show. But I told the story about how, I think I told the story about how the Airbnb was not as expected. And I was really upset at first because I was like, oh, I had planned it to be this in my mind. And I was like, okay, it might not match that picture. And sometimes, lots of times, it exceeds that picture. Like the other day, I'm in Jasper right now for my brother's wedding party, which was amazing. And we went up on this gondola, and it was a beautiful day, and it was so amazing. And then it was crazy. Like, my eyes almost could not fathom the beauty around me. Like, it was insane. And I even said, because there was so much, and it was mountain, this, and sun, and oh, it was just crazy. So beautiful. And I even said that to my sister-in-law, who lived here, or not lived here, but she's from here. I was like, I feel like my eyes can't almost handle how much there is to look at and how beautiful it is. And she said she felt the same way when she was at the Grand Canyon. And I remember that when I went to the Grand Canyon. And it's really good sometimes, especially for people, I think, that live in cities, because cities are great too, but you can get, when you live in a city, it's so crazy and there's so many noises all the time. It's so nice sometimes to get away and to get into nature. And that, I mean, that's a whole other subject, but some people that live in nature, it's good to get into the city.
To add on to your nature, so I'm going to – actually, I should ask you. When you up in Jasper, would you say that your view is more of mountains and lakes, or mountains, or give me a –
mountains. Yeah, no, it's the Rockies. Okay, so it's the Rockies.
Right.
So it's major mountains.
So here you are with – total rocks, mountains surrounding you. And then your new sister-in-law, she's talking about the Grand Canyon. And then I got to see the beautiful autumn leaves. That was the same thing. I almost was like every single tree I wanted to stop and look at, which there are, you know, thousands. And each one of these is such a break. And if you change your scenery, you change your mood, you change your perspective.
Absolutely.
And a lot of us get stuck in sometimes what are we saying a lot of times? Like, oh my gosh, I need a break. I need an escape. I need to get away. And really what we're saying is my mind is stuck. It's stagnant in this pattern of thinking and thought and behaving and attitudes. And I really need to shift it. I really need to get out of this. And I want to share with everybody, I think this was kind of cool. Our brains actually go in 90-minute waves of attention. Okay, so every 90 minutes we have a really high attention, and then we
That's a long time.
Attention. That is.
You think
actually,
that's accurate to this time in the world?
Well,
I'm just saying. I feel the attention span of most people is 3 minutes.
Well, really, it's the actual brain. So it goes through a cycle. Like it will be, you know, it's a peak at the beginning or wherever it is, and then within 90 minutes you'll hit that low. But at an hour and 20 minutes. That's 2 hours, everybody, is now you need a break. You must have a break. So whether we're talking about, because I have some really neat travel stories that have really made major shifts and changes in my life, and then there's mini travel stories, and that's really what we want to share on this show specifically today is about, because you've been traveling, and I've been traveling in my own little way, which have had just as equally change of perspectives and allow those experiences to become a part of our lives, because we can obviously see something, and our attitudes, if they're poor, because I love when you always say I had a poor attitude.
I do get them sometimes.
Yes, so literally our attitudes can block a new perspective. So I think we shall do a little check-in to say, ooh, what's my attitude towards this today?
Absolutely, and I love what you said, going on mini things, because everybody lives by something that you can go shift your perspective. You can go for a walk, you can go to a creek, you can go to the ocean, you can go look at trees. We can all get out of our neighborhood. It's possible. And even if you don't have a car, you can walk out of your neighborhood. Like, I think it's important to remember that it's not all getting on a plane and going on some grandiose adventure, which is awesome.
It's meditating, honestly. We can literally unplug. I know the commercials are going to come up, so I'm going to say this fast, but we can literally unplug and visualize and spend the time to meditate and visualize, and that can be an actual escape. That can be the travel, and it has just that impact on our bodies and minds. We're willing to accept that and take that in with our mood as well. I knew that commercial was going to come.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Join me, Maggie Chula, on Mondays at noon Eastern for Mastermind with Maggie. Let's work together in a mastermind. We can resolve life's problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps empowering you to create your life in partnership with your divine source of light, your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy, so come with your problems and leave with a plan. The Akashic Master Teachers and I are waiting to help you.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Okay, but new cat commercial.
That was ridiculous.
Hear it.
That commercial was like the best commercial ever. And you know what's crazy? I can't believe you just said that story, like right before we went to break, how you said, like, this is nuts, the timing of this, how you said sometimes you can just go there in your mind through meditation. There's this amazing crystal shop just down the street, and it's my mom's birthday. Hello, Willie Carter. It's her birthday in a couple days. I love Libras, and it was my husband's birthday last week. Everyone's a Libra. But so I was there getting a gift from my mom, and I ended up talking to this woman, and she was like this amazing, she just had psychic abilities, and then also she did crystal readings and all sorts of stuff. She was really, really cool. And then my mom came in. My mom started talking to her, and she was talking about how she really wants to travel, but right now she can't. So she does this, like, astro projection and stuff, and she was talking. It was crazy. This was yesterday, and she was talking about places she's seen. And, I mean, I've never done that, but I thought it was really cool. And it was just so awesome. She was just so awesome, like, open talking about it. And yeah, she was talking to my mom all about it, and she's like, yeah, I could picture being at the airport. And then I like was there, and I think she went to South America somewhere, but I thought that was really cool. There's so many ways to do anything.
There is the astral travel. You actually just reminded me of a country song, Doc Walker. I think it's somebody about Hey Rocket Girl. And she used to tell all these, this is in the song, of course. It's a waitress, and she would tell her customers all these stories of places that she's been. And this one fella, because I think he has, you know, a little crush on her, he just, you know, not humors her. He's listening to her and believes her because she's really been there in her mind. And he, you know, listens to all these stories, but he knows that there's, anyways, it's just that you just reminded me of that. But that's so true. They actually have studies that prove, say people are away for whatever reason, they're in the hospital, they're in prison, they're just away, they can't go out, they're confined. They imagine, let's say, playing golf or doing a sport, and they've done it before, they haven't done it in 20 years. And when they have their freedom back and they're now physically able to do this, because of their meditation and their mind, and they've, you know, honed the skill there mentally and visually, they are just as good, if not better. So absolutely, sometimes the break, and really in order to do that, Michelle, I want to share with everybody, we do have to unplug. Do not even hold the phone or your iPad or something in your hand. Just take those few moments to really connect and ground yourself, take your shoes off, which if you have any, you know, and really the traveling can be so much more intense when you are just with yourself, and then connect to the world. Like, you can connect universally that way.
Yeah, and that's like when I mean, there's so many ways to, because the basic thing is what we're talking about is, like, you know, there's physical and mental ways to shift your perspective. And I really do love going to new places, because you really do, the air is different, everything's different. Mm-hmm. And it's just important to remember that, and you meet different people and you talk about different things. And it's just, it's so easy for whatever we do to get into that routine and just be so, it just becomes what you know. So you don't even leave your neighborhood, or you don't go meet new people.
From just this weekend, it was so funny, because I'm very particular with, not in particular, I mean, I can really pick up on taste. That's why I love to cook, and I love food, and that's why I do nutrition. I was away, and where I was at, I was in the country, and we were on well water there. And I knew that, of course, because I would drink it, and I can clearly taste that it's well water. However, it was so cool. I was eating, and everything I ate tasted different. And then I suddenly realized it's the water they're cooking the stuff in, because it's not as salty or chlorinated or whatever. You know, there's a different taste to it. Mm. And it was a flatter taste. And what you just said about how when you do travel or go to different places, the air is different. It gets, like, the way the color they paint the houses are different. I mean, but even right down to the food that you taste is different. Like, not just
it
another
is.
Culture, another
I can't believe what? You said that about water. I cannot what? Believe you said that okay. yesterday. Well, it's just super weird, because, like, Ben loves pizza, and he likes New York pizza specifically, because he's from New York. But in LA, we were just talking about this yesterday with my aunt and uncle, because in LA, for a long time, he couldn't find a pizza that was like New York pizza. And then there was this one place called Village Pizzeria that he loves. He actually gets an accent when he orders pizza there. It's hilarious. But love that I say this on air, but it's true. And then he gets so excited when we go there. But he was like, this tastes like New York pizza. And he's not saying that the other pizza isn't good. It's still good, but it's different.
Right.
It just tastes different. And this actually tastes like New York pizza. And he found out why. The guy is originally from New York, and he flies in the water
He flies. So they fly in New York water, and I think it's probably New York. Actually, New York tap water is really good. But they fly in New York water, and it makes the pizza taste like the pizza there. And like you, we were just talking about that yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. That was just me yesterday. That was when I said it. Was it yesterday? It doesn't matter. But yeah, it was yesterday. The day before, because it was only there for 24 hours. But oh my goodness, that is so cool. I love that about the water. And then you just reminded me of cheese, because I can almost taste if the cows were eating, what kind of grass they were eating, munching on, if they were near a saltwater lake or river. Okay, well, you know,
you can be like a cheese sommelier. You're like, I smell the region. I wonder if that exists.
Oh.
This is a new thing for you to do, cheese sommelier.
I love that. You know how I love cows. I got really excited thinking that maybe I really, really could have a pet cow. This morning I was thinking about this. But
believe you just said that too. I was talking about getting a pet cow. This show is derailing because we get so excited about stuff. But I was talking about getting a pet cow yesterday too.
What?
I'm not joking. Because I want his name to be Hef Goldblum. That's why.
What is it?
Anyway. Like Hef Goldblum. It's a silly joke.
I thought of that yesterday.
That's a funny name.
Well,
anyway,
at least
we're always laughing.
Yes. Well, the other thing I thought when we first discussed about perspective, I have the coolest picture ever. Now, going back a bunch of years here, I went to Japan, and one of the most amazing trips, one of the day excursions we were taking was we wanted to climb up Mount Karama. I really apologize if I'm saying that incorrectly. So this is where Isui received his Reiki powers, and up we were going to go to Mount Karama. However, we are girls, and we do talk a lot, and we got delayed from all our talking and sidetracking, and I didn't realize that the mountain closed. I didn't, you know, you think, oh yeah, we're just going to go to the mountain, and whenever we get there, we get there. However, this is not the case. It actually does close, and I'm going to admit this on air. Yes, we broke in. We broke in. We didn't break through, but we got through where, you know, we wanted to go. We came all the way to Japan. We had to get up this mountain. And so as we were climbing this mountain, which took now forever because there was a gondola that would have taken us up. However, the sun was setting. Now it was going to become really dark. So we were using the light of our cell phones. And we got to this one point. It was probably about an hour and a half up. And we just stopped there for, you know, a rest. And all three girls were just looking out. And I said, isn't that crazy? We are all in such a different part of this world. Like, we've come from all different places. We're standing here in Japan on this mountain looking out. Each one of us is looking at the exact same place, like the same dot, let's say out in the distance, only maybe a foot apart. And yet each one of our pictures were going to turn out from a slightly different angle of a perspective. So I said, everybody, let's take a picture from where we are, and then we'll put it together. And then we took a picture of our feet all standing on the ground together, slightly different angles. And it was such an impactful moment for me to realize that the person standing right beside me in the same moment, that same experience, would have a different perspective on just a slightly different angle. You know what I mean? Like a different thing. And it really,
oh, I love it. That's a beautiful way of saying it. Actually, the other day, when we were on top of that mountain, we were with about 10 people, and everybody, when we went to sit in the little restaurant on top of there, we were all sending each other pictures because we all had different pictures, and we were all together, but it was exactly what you said. Every single one of us had different pictures. And then one of my friends took a picture of me and her brother walking ahead, and like, I wouldn't have had that picture. It was just so cool because we were all there together, but from 10 different people, there was 10 full different perspectives. That's a great story. Yeah. Cause it's so true.
And by the way, let's just take a moment here to really acknowledge that and say, you know what? So if you're feeling something about yourself and you've questioned it, like, oh my gosh, I wonder if people like me. Well, guess what? If you ask 10 people if they like you, you're going to get 10 different responses. So never, you know, base everything on,
true.
Yeah. So yeah, if somebody is like, hey, how many people like the show? I don't know, but it doesn't matter. Do we like the show? Do you like what you're doing? Do you like who you are?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like what you're experiencing? What is your perspective? Because really, in the end, if your perspective is a good one, has a good attitude towards it, and has an uplifting, you know, joy to it, that is what matters, because that's really the essence that other people will connect to. And I honestly think that's what we're really dwindling this particular episode of Showdown to, is the perspective. Travel, make sure that you're happy, or step outside of your comfort zone to get that perspective and get your attitude.
And just what you just said, too, that it's – pardon me?
Oh, no, yes, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, just what you said, this isn't really about perspective, but it is about how 10, you know, you ask 10 different people, you get 10 different answers. I would, again, everything's like a metaphor for life, but I like sharing nachos with my mom because we don't like anything the same on it. She'll pick out all the olives and give it to me and all the peppers, and then she wants all the cheesy chips. I want the chips with no cheese. She wants the sour cream. I want all the salsa. The only thing that's a battle is the guacamole, but I was just thinking about that the other day. I was like, it's so great because she gives me all the things I want. I give all the things, and it's totally that trash and treasure. Like, she'll be like, ah, olives, and I'm like, bring them on. I don't want these cheesy chips. And it's just so funny.
That is incredible. I love that.
And I was just thinking that yesterday because we got these all, we got this big thing of nachos. And I was like, hey, we're pretty good sharers because there's like, we don't like anything the same on them, aside from the fact that they're nachos. That's like the only thing that works. It's hilarious. It's just very funny. And I like nachos more than chips and salsa. I know. I just thought it was so funny because that's like something that works really well, but it's still that you're still in the same place but wanting different things. And I think that can happen. Like we've talked about, like I've traveled with you and I love it, and we are total opposite people, but it just works because, like we said, how you're super scheduled and I'm not at all because I'd never know where to go, and this, it just works. And I think it's so great.
Well, actually, you know what, one of the best, we'll call it the opposites, that I loved about, so when I came to visit you and Ben and I was staying with you, you have those amazing two little fur baby critters, Scott and Amy, and I like to get up early and have tea and play with the cats, and I was missing mine, so it was perfect that you got to snooze a little because you stayed up late with Ben. I went to bed early, and then I got up and was like, yes, cat time, tea time. See, everybody has their moments of serenity, of their comfort, of their joy, of their everything, that different times and finding them at different moments from others. So when we come back, because we are going to go to the commercial soon, I wanted to ask you if you can share one of your, I mean, there's going to be a bazillion, but share a travel story somewhere where you've like, well, which is like yesterday was just an amazing one. But one of the places that really, I will probably end up talking about Japan again. That's why for me, it's so different. But what are your super, super altering, changing ones when we come back after the break? All right.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at deblivmedium.com. That's deblivmedium.com.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
All
Oh, I was just listening to that commercial. Did you hear that? Foodsafety.com?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. Everybody
cooked their chicken. I don't eat chicken, so
yes,
it's easy for me.
I know. Sorry. The thing was, I was so smart because about a meat thermometer, and I know I'm talking about the commercials. I think it's because I like them so much, they changed my perspective on everything. Is that with the meat thermometer, I actually am a pretty good cook. I enjoy cooking, and I'm pretty good at it, but I do love my meat thermometer as well, and I don't think it's cheating because I'd rather be safe and healthy.
Why is it cheating? Who thinks it's cheating? You know, it's
so
ridiculous because
say,
yesterday. Oh, but that's absurd. Yesterday I ordered pizza and I put avocado on my pizza and I also put basil and arugula. And then I said to my aunt, and I know people say basil and arugula they conflict flavors. And she goes, who says that? I go, I don't know. Someone told me that. And she goes, well, do you like it? I go, yeah. And then she goes, who cares? I'm like, yeah, who cares?
Exactly.
It's my pizza. I'm eating my pizza.
Oh,
okay, so back to
the pizza story. You shared a pizza story last Monday, too, because, excuse me, about the different people, how
yes,
they're making it differently. See? God,
There's very good pizza here. So the story, I thought of one. A life-altering story, travel story.
Life-altering, I like
it. It was life-altering because is a classic moment of everything going wrong. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. But the reason why it was so great, because I had a major perspective shift, because I went to go, I was with this record label and I was going to play a festival in Maryland, oddly enough, right by Ocean City, where I just was a couple months ago, but it was in Salisbury, Maryland. So I go there, my A&R girl was supposed to meet me and take care of everything. And I was supposed to do these radio interviews. So she has a meltdown. I don't know. She didn't show up. I don't even know what happened. But it was a gong show. The whole thing that everything that could go wrong did go wrong. Like I went and played my show. Then I got interviewed on the radio and it just didn't make sense because it was supposed to be before. It doesn't matter. The whole weekend was a true disaster. Actually, I was there 5 days. And again, everything that could go wrong did go wrong, but not even to get to the details of that. And I still had one more night there. And I was sitting there and I was crying and I was so upset because, you know, this was supposed to be amazing and this festival and blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, I got to get out of here. And I was like, either I'm going to go to Philadelphia or DC because they were the two closest cities. So I just went on like hotels.com or something, found a last minute deal. And then I got a hotel, but I didn't know where the hotel was. It probably wasn't hotels.com. It's wherever you don't know where the hotel is, but I didn't know where it was. And so I got a hotel in DC and I just took a shuttle there. And I was like crying the whole shuttle. It's a 2.5 hour drive with other people in it. And I'm just like, what am I doing with my life and all that stuff? And just because, you know, this was supposed to be a life-changing moment and it wasn't, but turned out to be. And so anyway, and then this song, this is so funny to admit this, but it really was. I'm sitting there and I'm looking, and the scene was really beautiful. There was all these little lakes. And then remember years ago, Miley Cyrus had a song called The Climb, and so I was singing, and that song came on, and I never heard the song because it had just come out, and this was all about the climb, and then I start crying even more, and then I get to my hotel, and my hotel's right by the White House in D.C., like literally like a block away, and it was beautiful, like it was this crazy, gorgeous, like five-star, looks like a castle hotel, it was amazing inside, and so I'm still crying because I've been crying the whole day. And then I ordered takeout, and then they deliver, or room service. They deliver room service, and it had like a tiny little ketchup and beautiful silverware. And as I started, I was eating my sweet potato fries, and then I was crying. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, what if this was all a disaster? And then I looked around, and I was like, well, I'm still doing music. I'm sitting here having room service in this really nice hotel room. I'm in D.C. Never thought I would be here. And I was like, this isn't so bad. This is just part of the story.
Aww.
This is kind of funny.
Aww.
Actually, I like it. And everything shifted. It was all from that miniature ketchup and the silverware. I just remember looking at it and I was like, you know what? This is just part of my story. It's another ridiculous thing, but I got to come see, because this wasn't part of my plan to go there. And then the next morning I woke up and I walked around. I got to look at everything and I had to leave that day.
And you know what?
But I got to see some of DC. And it was amazing.
When you walked around that day, you actually chose, your perspective shifted enough that now you chose that. Like, you asked those questions, you know, I'm still doing this. I'm still, like, you took inventory of your happy pocket, you know, like, okay, wait, still got some good stuff. And now you're right. That's a life changing, because that walk could have been so miserable, could have been so full of tears still.
Exactly. Yeah, no, because I was thinking of something that shifted. I've had many great trips and many that aren't disasters. This mattered, though. That's why, because it was actually, I have so many trips. I have like a billion stories of these type of things, especially to do with traveling for music things. But anyway, it was so great how it shifted.
We mentioned at the beginning that these are mind blowing experiences. And the reason why I called them that right in our description for the show, upcoming show, is we are blowing the old paradigm out of the water. That's what we're doing. We're saying, you know what, an actual shift like that is not being attached to outcome, taking it in, checking in with our happy point to say, oh my gosh, I'm still here. I'm still doing this. I'm still alive. I'm still confused. And realizing that you are at choice point. You can go, oh my gosh, this miniature ketchup is the cutest most thing in my life right now that makes me feel like I have abundance and silverware, and I'm in my room with privacy, and so like that's like, and like you're in a place that looks like a castle.
It was such a fancy room too. Yeah, you know, I love fantasy. So I was just like, it really did. It's so crazy that when it all started with that ketchup. I think I took the ketchup too, but it was so cute. And I've seen little ketchups like that. It was just that day that it was just magical and everything was so pretty in the room. But it really, from that moment, it's weird because you don't change the past. You don't change what happened, but you can definitely change your perspective of it. And then I started looking, and that was only a couple of days before the festival had been a massive, massive, like I said, gong show, which is a very Canadian thing to say, but it was very ridiculous. Everything that could go wrong. But then I was able to laugh at it. Like, I remember I couldn't get, there was nothing to eat. So I ate like fried plantains for 3 days. And, I'm trying to become friends with the people at the hotel and they wouldn't have me. It was very funny.
I actually have a mini ketchup, and I had my first mini ketchup at the Ritz-Carlton when I went to have tea in California, near where you live, actually. I can't remember exactly where because I'm bad at that, but I was in California, a Ritz-Carlton, by the water, and they had the mini ketchup, and I took it too. But I was allowed to.
I was allowed to, well, because I would have used the ketchup, so you can totally take it and use it.
No, but the fun story that I want to share that was completely, and this was, please everybody, I hope they're not going to laugh at me, but this is for real, for real. I actually have many silent moments. I do want to share that with everybody because I live with my cats and I think they're loud. They meow all the time. In fact, I just had to put one outside because he was getting really mouthy. when I went to Japan, one of the stays after our Mount Karama was we were also going to stay with the monks. Now, I should have done a little bit more research, but I'm glad I did not, because I might have said no. So off we go to the monks' monastery, which I should have known this, to start our stay. Michelle, there's no talking at all. Nothing. There's actually so much no talking that even when there's no talking, they still have something called silent time on top of no talking.
Oh, that would be hard for me. I probably need to go to one of those as a life lesson, but it'd be really hard for me.
It was actually such a perspective shift for me that, because when I got there, I actually thought I would explode. I didn't know what to do. I thought, the words are coming up in my throat. I was trying to and then I was, of course, what happened? I laughed. I laughed hysterically, and then I almost got in trouble, and I'm sure they wouldn't have yelled at me, but I got that look. You know, the look that you get from your parents? But the monks were like, uh-oh, these girls are
going to
be in trouble.
Oh, that's even worse.
What I thought was to help myself get through this period of silence, which seemed like, you know, eternity. It was only, you know, for the evening. I thought, well, I'll read, you know. So I read, this is, because I want to read out loud to my friends, and now I want to talk about what I'm reading. I thought, no. So I was going to go walk around. So I go walk around. But honestly, the thing was, in the end, I started, surprisingly, I did surrender to the silence, and I started hearing other stuff in my body, in my brain, in my heart. And I thought that was really, it wasn't just about me making an opinion or a comment or sharing something. I really got to really surrender to the silence and listen to what was going on in my actual soul and body. And again, very quickly and shortly, because it was 24 hours, and then poof, this all happened. But that was a really cool travel experience. Like, it was such a travel experience to get there round and round up this huge mountaintop, and then to have that, such everything in the environment was different. And it really was a change for me, and I enjoyed silence even more after that, and I totally got what my mom was saying when she said, I just need some silence, Lisa. Would you shush and just give me a moment?
Oh, that's so great, though. But that is, when you, especially when you're, like, kind of forced, that's what travel does, too. You get, I mean, that's an extreme situation, but where you're, like, forced into something new, and it could be being at someone's house. It could be all sorts of things, you know. You're just having to adapt to a new environment. I think we all need that, too, because it's so easy to get so rigid with what it's supposed to look like. Because, actually, another time, it's very, very short, but this other time I was going to, again, play a show. I was going to play a show in New York, and Ben's family had come down to see me at his grandma's house, and Ben at the last minute couldn't come. So his mom and dad were there, and we were at his grandma's house, and I was supposed to do all these, writing sessions, and they had kind of fell through last minute. The show ended up being great. But anyway, again, I was upset in the basement, and I was like, what am I going to do? And then my father-in-law was so awesome, because I hadn't come up because everything had been kind of messed up. And then he texts me, he goes, hey, we went for a walk, and then we found ourselves at the poorhouse, so I'm pretty sure you should come meet us. And it's like this little bar they always went to when they were in Brooklyn, right around the corner. So I went and met them, and then later that day, his grandma came and met us, and it was the best time ever. And I was just with his mom and dad and grandmother, and it was amazing. It ended up being like one of my favorite trips. And again, that I got to know them, because that was like, we had not been married that long. And it was like, kind of, that's what the trip was more about than all those things that had fallen apart. But again, I had to be flexible, because I had put a lot of pressure on that trip for work stuff. And the show ended up being great, and everything ended up being great. But it was like, it seemed like it was for a different reason that I went there. And so much of both those stories for me had to do with being flexible. And they both had such high stakes, because they were related to music. So that's why I was, it wasn't just a vacation for me. So that's why I think I was putting so much, because I can be very flexible. But then also with music, sometimes I can't, but I've been forced to. And it ended up being amazing because of that.
A lot of people, and us included, what we can do is we can put blinders on the growth. We are so committed to, like, the outcome or what's expected of us, you know, because along that trip and stuff, you had obligations and responsibilities, and you probably felt, and I'm putting words in your mouth here, or we could all feel that because of those obligations and responsibilities, we can feel that if something doesn't happen, then we won't be able to fulfill those obligations and responsibilities. And that really... that does put blinders on us in a very tunnel vision, so to speak. Oh, shoot. Okay, yes. When we come back, I really want to talk about the unexpected. The unexpected. So, yes, not being so committed to the obligation. Well, obviously committed to responsibility and obligation, but open to the unexpected.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com, and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Alaya, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me, Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Are you
Hello. Okay? Can you hear me?
I'm sure. Yes. I can, okay, yeah, we're back now. We're a little tired. See, we actually just unplugged for a minute there. We were all taking a little vacation after the commercial.
Little vacation.
Okay. I was so excited too. It was good. So I was very excited to share with people about how we can get really committed to our obligation and responsibilities that we do have, and what we believe are the things that have to happen along the way when we, you know, to get to those things, to do those things. And sometimes we can be so, you know, have so much tunnel vision that we don't get to experience the unexpected. Well, I have a fun little story. So I traveled to none other than BC, where you are. Not where you are, though. It's in Vancouver. And I was doing some work, and in my hotel suite there, they had this. Oh, yeah, you moved your nap time. That's right.
I'm in Alberta. No. Anyway, carry on.
You're in Alberta now.
I cut you. It's Alberta.
No, it's okay. So here I was. So I was there, and I was just sitting in the I was having a cup of tea, sitting down. I was looking at the beautiful magazines they had on the coffee table. And at first I was like, wow, that is the largest oversized magazine, because it was not a regular size magazine. And I thought, it's really pretty. What's all the cover stuff? It's like a book. And I was, you know, thought it was so fancy. And so I started looking at it, and what it was pictures of the golf courses, the greens from around the world, the most spectacular views. And I was so pulled in, like just completely drawn to this. I thought, it started my imagination. I was now on a mini vacation, even though I was on a working vacation. I was just imagining going, okay, wait a second. I want to go to these places. Of course, I didn't golf. And I thought, why can't I golf? I can golf. I'm going to golf. So I started imagining myself golfing as I was looking at the pictures in this magazine. And then I thought, I really do like to make money and work while I'm enjoying myself. So what could I do? How could I work on the golf course? So I'm a life coach. Well, here we go. I thought, you know what? I'm going to go golfing. I'm going to learn how to golf, and then I'm going to get clients who golf, and I could coach them while we're golfing. Which, of course, yes, I know they're supposed to be quiet again, but there's a subtlety of coaching you can do. Anyways, that's what I did. I'm not a sports person, really, but you know what? I decided, and I actually learned that I'm a lefty in golf, which I didn't know, of course, because how would I know? But that was such an unexpected, being open while I was traveling. I was traveling and imagining traveling while traveling. So this was such a beautiful, completely mind-blowing idea that I ended up buying golf clubs and getting my first paid coaching course that whole summer. I think I did 3 groups. It was terrific. It was just
funny. I love it. Because it's your brain. Like, it's just, you do everything so differently. You know, I love that, though, about the idea of you doing things. Just like, you have such a unique brain. And the thing is, we all have unique brains if we really listen to it. Everyone's weird in their own way, but we don't all listen to it. Probably some people are a little weirder than others, but it's just, I love that you thought of that and you turned it into something so great. Like yesterday, I went on a walk with my little cousin, and she's 9 and she's amazing. So we're just walking through, and we went through a walk through the forest, and then she said, it was so cute. She's like, you know what? I think people, when I think of people, I also think of them as animals too. And I was like, oh, cool. I go, what kind of animal am I? And she goes, you're a flamingo. I'm like, that's amazing. And then my brother was a grizzly bear. Ben was a tabby cat. My dad was a wolf. My mom was a rabbit. But then this is where it got interesting. She goes, I also think of you guys. She goes, I think of people as an animal and a thing. So I was a flamingo teacup. Ben was a tabby cat dog collar, and I go, so why dog collars? She's like, because he's really funny, and I think dog collars are funny. But I was just like, and I said to her, I was like, I love your brain. I love your brain, because it was just, where does this even come from? And everybody had something, everybody. It was so funny. And I was like, just talking, that can be, sometimes talking to kids, like, that really shifts your perspective, because they see stuff totally different. And we had this amazing time just walking through the forest. She had hot chocolate. I had coffee. And we were just talking about animals and things that everybody was. And it was great. I loved it. And I loved that I was a flamingo. I thought that was hilarious.
I love it that you were a flamingo. Oh, my goodness. That was
people
the
always
first
say I'm a bird.
Giant stuffed toy my dad won for me at Canada's Wonderland. Oh, my goodness.
so cute. That's so funny.
We're the same height. Oh, my gosh. No, you know what? That is amazing to say what thing. And I actually often think what color people are or things are, even what color things are, and whether it's a color, if it's just dark or light, because that really does I think what it is I'm giving language to my perspective. She's actually personifying in a weird way. She's, giving language to her perception. And she's able to express it in the English language to something that we all relate to. I think that is phenomenal. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I loved it. And the thing is, people were matching their things. Like, I just love that Ben was a tabby cat because he is a cat. And it was just, and not just any cat, specifically a tabby cat. It was just so funny. And everybody, every person, it wasn't just random. It wasn't like she was just like, oh yeah, this person's a goat. It was like they were a goat for a reason. And I loved it. And it just makes me think of like you getting that idea to go coach on a golf course, like just finding a way to make it work, which is a super Lisa-ism, which is great. She's always doing that for everything we do. It's like, let's find, if there's a will, there is a way. And that way could totally be weird, but it always works. Well,
we're going to find a way.
Lots of times. There's always a way.
Your little... Was it your niece, sorry, that you said was your cousin?
No, she's my cousin.
Little niece,
she's my cousin.
Okay, so cousin.
Well,
so
she's my, I'm a much older cousin.
Yes, but that reminds me of board games and all those, you know, when people, I really do thank the people who have invented all the different games there are out there because, you know, there are card games, there are board games, because that really allows people to congregate. Like you have a group of people and now we all get to share in this, imagine, like we have a common goal, there's pleasure and fun involved, but there's also this element, you know, with all everything from Pictionary to, what's that called, charades? I'm going to say it wrong. Yeah, charades. I was going to say charades. But charades.
Charades.
I was getting fancy with it. But those things, it really truly, that I think that's what one of the neat things is. Say you can't get out and travel, or you can't, you know, when people are in the hospital, even when we visit them, or elderly people, or anybody who's just limited mobility and they can't go elsewhere, that's the most fun thing to do, is use the imagination and play. There are so many games out there. Okay, you know now that we are going to have to come up with the Mindset Makeover What's Possible game. Sorry.
I can't believe that's an amazing idea, and it's even weirder that you said that, because, okay, just for all the listeners to know, we... And as after, and then that was just, that was the pre-game game, because then after that we ended up playing catchphrase, where you get a word and you have to get everyone else to say it. But this was a big group of people, at least, I mean, I don't know if there's 20 people there, but there was a lot. And
yeah,
it was so much fun. And then the next day, because of all that, I remembered every person's name. So then throughout the weekend, I would actually know people's names. And it was really, really fun. And the great part is, because with catchphrase, you kind of have to do like charades, because you can't say the word, but everyone has such a different way of describing that word.
Yes.
We all have such different perspectives on what that word means. And you're with all these new people. It was such an amazing thing. It's so weird you just said that, because games are big icebreakers with people. Because otherwise, had we just sat there and, you know, had drinks and snacks, you would have probably talked to the person beside you. Well, that's what I would do.
Well,
that's what I always do.
And what happens is we get into old pattern conversations, just like we'd get into, like, just what do you do? Do you have kids? Like, all those kind of things. So this is really, I love that that is, this really is what this whole show, as we wrap up here, to share with people, is that we chose perspective, which is exactly what we're doing when we're trying to express something. This is my perspective. Do you share a similar perspective, or can we come together in some way to maximize this perspective? Because everybody's going to have that slightly different one. And how can we make it better? How can we make the scene better, the world better, the experience better? And in order to have, to allow yourself even to see your perspective or hear your perspective or change it, we do have to do all those things that you and I have been talking about, whether it's just tuning out, getting into a different zone, going for a walk, meditating, playing a game, or just really being open and flexible and not attached to things, so that we can experience something different. Oh, and by the way, speaking of experience of difference, we do want everybody to at least come and experience the video. So if you are stuck right now, you can't travel, we, on our site, the432shift.com, we have not only the songs that we've done so that we can help you with a mindset makeover, like that shift of perspective, but we've also, Michelle actually has put
a beautiful moving picture towards it. So, or not towards it, to go with it. And you can literally travel and visualize and see that and shift as you're watching and listening to the music, the words. So please, everybody, 432shift.com, go to videos. And right now we have actually lowered the price on this so that everybody can get it, hopefully a little bit easier. And we do invite you to come and check it out, see them, change your perspective, enjoy the shift, and share it with us so that you can find out all the different ways that change in your life just because you've listened and watched even one video. Threw that in on
absolutely,
you,
yeah. So, pardon me?
I threw that in at the end. I was like, wow, I got to see
oh, yeah.
it. Come see the video.
No, it's great. It's great. Yeah, just go check it out. Right now we are having a promotion, if you will, for travel. So if you want to go get the record, it's great. It's a great perspective shifting little coachable moments. By magical,
I know.
With magical Lisa's voice. So good.
I know. And the reason why we're
I love listening
now,
to
we just, we did drop the price because we're actually going to come up with our next one because we did this one and that was our Christmas, the aligned with the Christmas song, which of course I love, love, love. And we are, before we know it, we'll be at the end of October because it's Halloween and then boom, into the next season. So we have no idea where Michelle will be next week. Well, let's find out. Don't
I will be. I think I'll be in Los Angeles next week.
Okay, but let's keep everybody suspense. Maybe she won't.
Maybe she will.
Maybe
okay,
I will.
Everybody. Who knows? Thanks for
maybe
listening.
I'll be in Los Angeles.
Thank you, Lisa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
hi, yes.
Michelle.
Come to LA.
Yay.
Bye.
Okay, see everybody next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.